Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance is a mesmerizing blend of traditional and modern Celtic music and dance. Lord of the Dance will be at the Palace in Albany, New York tomorrow night at 7:30. Troupe dancer and principal understudy Declan Crowley was born in Albany, New York, and has lived in New York's Capital District for most of his life. He began Irish dancing at the age of six after seeing an original production of Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance in 1996. Declan Crowley joins us now. Declan, welcome to the Roundtable.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good.
So tell us about how you discovered that you wanted to pursue Irish dance.
Well, it's kind of a classic funny story because I only found out what Irish dancing was because I saw Lord of the Dance in 96.
Uh-huh.
Most Irish dancers actually, they only dance because their parents did or it's in their family. So for me, I didn't have any exposure to Irish dance through my family or anything like that. So I only knew what Irish dancing was because I saw it on TV when I was a little kid.
Right.
13 years later, to be in the show that pretty much exposed me to Irish dance is kind of like if I was a baseball player and I'm playing for the Yankees. It's always been amazing, and I never forget it, which is, it's kind of cool for me. So
you're 6 years old, you see Lord of the Dance, and then you insist that your parents enroll you in classes.
That's exactly what happened.
And yep. Why do you think you pursued it with such dedication from such a young age?
Well, I mean, I was doing karate and playing soccer or whatever six-year-olds do.
Uh-huh.
And those pretty much took the back seat once I found dance. It wasn't because I found it myself, and it wasn't like my dad played basketball, so I played basketball.
Uh-huh.
I found it myself, so that I think that's why my parents took it seriously and not just as a phase. And the first school I went to, the Boland School in Albany, they were a great school. I was one of the only boys. There was only two of us, so I ended up switching schools and going to New Jersey for 10 years for class, actually. But I never got tired of it.
Uh-huh.
Some boys do, some girls do. I mean, everyone gets tired of their activities, especially in high school when we've got other things going on. But I never got tired of it. I was lucky to have success internationally. I consistently placed in the top four in my age group in the world. I won the All-Ireland Championships when I was 15. And I did keep getting better and better. Of course, I have my dance school to thank, too. It's one of the best in the country, and that's why we were driving once or twice a week downstate or into New Jersey for class. So it was a whole family effort as well, not just me.
So you didn't relocate to New Jersey. You just had to go there for classes.
No, we drove 2 hours to Westwood on weekends before the World Championships every spring for 7 or 8 years.
And tell me, because the world of dance championships of any variety is completely foreign to me. To help me understand what that's sort of like. You're studying dance, and then you go compete where against whom?
We're practicing as much as possible, either on your own or in a class. Some dance schools go for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Some do 5 hours, and some do 7 or 8 hours, and I was in that last one.
Okay.
And that's what it took to be the best. My teacher, Kevin Brosler, is definitely known as one of the best teachers in the world. And again, that's why we were so dedicated to going down there, because he was helping me out so much and getting me consistently to that next level. But so you're competing, you're getting better and better regionally. You compete in state and, like, regional competitions,
mm-hmm.
Which qualify you for national and world championships. So there's an American National Championships, there's Great Britain, there's All Scotland. And there's a couple of big major competitions, the All-Irelands, of course. And then doing well in those usually implies that you'll do well in the world championships in April. And those are for certain age groups. Like, it's only a one-year stint, like, say, 13 to 14
okay.
boys or 13 to 14-year-old girls. And that's how that's, set sectioned off.
Sure.
And I guess that's the spiel.
Right. And you've, according to your bio, retired from formal competition.
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm pretty much concentrating on show dancing right now. I do, outside of the show, I've done gigs with different bands, and a lot of my friends are trying to start their own dance companies right now, and it's been fun helping them out and kind of taking a new artistic look at what we're doing rather than what's been done for so long.
Okay.
So we're incorporating some hip-hop, some tap, and trying to experiment with the art form because it has always been so traditional. We'll do performances. I just did a performance with the National Arts Foundation in January in Miami, and I was dancing with guys that were on the X Factor. I was dancing with, you know, award-winning jazz pianists and, like, collaborating with them. So I'm kind of in that mindset right now.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 21, that would be really old for competing. There are senior men championships where it's 21 and over, and they are exceptional competitions, and there's still really great dancers there. And it is getting more and more popular to stay competing into the senior men category. But a lot of people are done competing when they're 18, 19, or even younger. So
it's
I kind of fell into that mindset.
Sure, the sort of usual trajectory of the career.
Right.
And you're enjoying experimenting with other forms of dance.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And not even other forms of dance, but just other arts by itself. Polarizing Irish dance and, say, classical bass, it kind of, like, the marriage of opposite arts is kind of getting a lot more popular, not just in performance, but in music as well. That's kind of the craze, I'd say, in the art and performance world right now. There's movies coming out about the Rolling Stones collaborating with electro dubstep artists and things like that. It's kind of the mindset that everybody's in right now, I'd say. And I'm kind of falling into that, along with my friends that I've known have competed in the same thing that I have, but are kind of taking a fresher look at what we're doing on a broad scale.
Tell me about the Lord of the Dance touring schedule. How often are you on the road and out of the country?
Right. For the last couple of years, we've been in Europe in the fall into the winter until Christmas. And then we'll have some time off, and then we'll do the States and Canada or an Asian country maybe in the summer, in the spring and summer. So we have generally 7 to 8 shows a week, usually matinees on the weekends, maybe a Monday off. We've had some spotty days off. Like yesterday was Monday, so we did have that yesterday off
okay.
in Wilmington. Like we're in Delaware right now.
All right.
Usually it's one stop, one show, drive 5 or 6 hours on the bus overnight. We do have bunks and a kitchen and a bathroom, and the buses are actually really, really cool, really fun. Florida Coach does an awesome job for us. But right now we have a hotel for 5 nights, so it's kind of nice to be able to spread out and throw your clothes all over the room.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And to have nights in a location and days free, not on the road to explore.
Exactly.
How many people are on the road with Lord of the Dance?
There are upwards of 40 dancers. I think we have 36 right now. And then we have about 10 or 15 crew members, drivers. So all told, it's probably about 60 people touring.
And do you have close friends that have been with you on the road for a while, or is it?
Yeah. Like the cool part is, like, when I come to Albany, I'll be hanging out after the show with my friend from New Zealand and my friend from Burnt Hills I went to high school with. So to have them, like, it is surreal, might not be the word, but, like, it's just really cool to see my friends from different, completely separate walks of life that would have never met each other, just, like, buddying it up. Like, my friend from England stays in contact with my friend from Burnt Hills that still talk to each other, like, whenever they can on Facebook. So, like, for me, that's awesome that I get to have, you know, both sides of the coin when we come through to do local venues and my friends come out to see everybody. And of course, like touring around with, I consider everyone that I tour with my friend as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to love everybody you work with. I mean, no one does in the real world, but I guess this kind of really isn't the real world because I do love everybody that I work with here. It's absolutely great.
Do you have a contract with Lord of the Dance?
Yeah, we're contracted, but it's tour to tour though.
Okay.
Like you don't sign on annually. It's you sign for the tour.
All right. So, I'm trying to get to asking, how long do you envision that you'll be doing this? I mean, it's not entirely up to you, I suppose, but how
right.
long would you keep doing it if it were?
Right. I mean, to be honest, I can't say that I know right now. I'm actually in the mindset of living in the moment, I'd say,
okay.
for me right now. I'm not trying to force anything in either direction, like maybe going to school or staying with the show. I'm kind of letting things pan out naturally.
All right.
And I'm letting the outside influences almost make my decision for me because I don't want to leave the show. I know that I can and should get an education and will eventually. I just don't have the map out. Like, I don't have my timeline quite set. But it's up to the discretion of where the show might go. I didn't know we were going to 7 European countries until September of last year, and then we went on the road in October a month later. So the balls are always up in the air. I'd like to do it for as long as I can, though.
Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance will be at the Palace in Albany on March 28th. Declan, thank you very much for speaking with me today, and have fun.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance will be at the Palace in Albany, New York tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Visit palacealbany.com or lordofthedance.com for ticket information. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.